I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Ousted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad claims he did not plan to leave the country after the fall of Damascus a week ago, but he says the Russian military evacuated him after their base in western Syria came under attack. The comments are the first by Assad since he was overthrown by insurgent groups. Assad said in a statement Monday on his Facebook page that he left Damascus on the morning of December 8th, hours after insurgents stormed the capital. He said he left to go to the Russian base in the coastal province of Latakia, where he planned to keep fighting, but was evacuated to Moscow after the base came under a drone attack. Families are returning to Aleppo, leaving behind tents in the countryside after life abroad as refugees, but some people say they are not yet able to enjoy what they hope will be the end of Syria's 13-year civil war. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Aleppo.
We're here in Aleppo, Syria's southern city. It's been 1 week since the fall of the government of Bashar al-Assad, but it has been 2 weeks since rebel forces took over the city.
Locals say the markets here are getting busier every day. And we meet people from all over Syria, as well as Syrians who have returned from abroad after living as refugees for years. Many people tell us they're hopeful that the Syrian civil war is ending after 13 years of violence that killed 500,000 people and displaced half the country's population.
Other people tell us that they are so upset and angry that they have not yet found their loved ones who are lost in Syria's notorious prison system, that they cannot yet enjoy Syria's inherent newfound peace. Reporting from Aleppo, Syria, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said he would consider removing the 900 U.S. troops stationed in Syria. Trump held a wide-ranging news conference Monday, the first time he took questions from reporters since winning last month's election. He also said that solving Russia and Ukraine's conflict will be more difficult and criticized President Joe Biden's administration for allowing the use of U.S.-made long-range missiles.
I don't think that should have been allowed. Not when there's a possibility, and certainly not just weeks before I take over. Why would they do that without asking me what I thought? I wouldn't have had them do that. I think that was a big mistake they made.
Trump made clear during his campaign that he would move to end the war quickly and has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach an immediate ceasefire with Ukraine. Canadian officials say the country is struggling to control U.S.-bound migrant crossings across the nearly 9,000-kilometer border, the world's longest. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
To stop vehicles bearing migrants from barreling across the Canadian border into the United States, blocks have been installed on rural roads that intersect the border. But Royal Canadian Mounted Police Sergeant Daniel Dubois explains they aren't a fail-safe solution.
Yeah, people can still hop over them.
Managing the world's longest land border is a tough job, but it's also one now in the spotlight after US President-elect Donald Trump threatened Canada and Mexico with sweeping 25% tariffs if they do not reduce the movement of migrants and drugs into the US. Canadian law enforcement are also bracing for a potential influx of migrants fleeing Trump's threat to carry out mass deportations once he is in the White House.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the stand again Monday in the second week of his long-running trial for alleged corruption. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Arriving in the courtroom in Tel Aviv, the testimony is another low point for Israel's longest-serving leader, who also faces an international arrest warrant for alleged war crimes for Israel's actions in Gaza. Netanyahu is charged with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. He's accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars worth of cigars and champagne and exchanging favors with wealthy associates. The prime minister is the first sitting Israeli leader to take the stand as a criminal defendant. I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.